Okay, this is a chakira, whether this is a Monday shmooze or a Wednesday shmooze, because I heard that the Rabbi Naim is supposed to give the Wednesday shmooze, is obviously not here. I heard Rabbi Powell going to be away too. So it could be this is a Wednesday shmooze, right? Except that we're doing it on a Monday. So it's a Monday-Wednesday shmooze rather than a... Right? Okay, that's the chakira. Okay. Anyway, there's a very, very fascinating chinuch, which I think there's, I want to say a shmooze in a shmooze, meaning there's a very obvious shmooze, which I assume the guys who are already attuned to giving shmoozim will hopefully be able to see that shmooze. I think it's a pretty obvious shmooze. And then that shmooze is a kayach atzir for a second shmooze, which is maybe not so obvious. That's the plan. So the chinuch is explaining what the reason for the mitzvah bigdei kuna. Now, obviously, you know, the chinuch, we believe we can't be darish time at the krah, we don't really know. It happens in this particular mitzvah, the chinuch uses some very strong lashon, like that it's obvious that this reason is right because he has so many rayas. So I don't know, but it's, but Maisa, he says the reason. So let's read it inside. Mishor Shea Mitzvah, right? That's in the style of the Chinuch. Everyone knows that after every mitzvah, he explains the reason. HaYesoid HaKavuodana. We have this basic Yesoid. Ki Adam Nifal Lefi Pulosav. Person is affected by his actions. V'achrei Makshvos HaKavuodosav. And by his thoughts. This necessity for the Kohen who's doing the Kapara, that it should have kol, important word, all is Kavana and Makshav on the Avoda. To totally focus. Okay. You should wear these clothes. Because whenever he looks at any part of his body, miyad, automatically, in this he'll remember who he's serving. He's like, you know, okay, this is a little bit tangent. It's like filling, just have a little call, but you know, like goof, you know, the zikro, makshas, hachshir. Five of pisha, gamma, coin, and you know, filling, and go, do you know, sorry, gamma, is that? Here, it's filling, it's not enough. Well, minatam, is that? Okay, based on this reason, that the purpose is to remind him to whom he's serving, Neymar will say, the ketones had to go all the way down his whole body, almost just a little bit above the heel. The oirech base yachira apasya, and the sleeves all the way to the arm. Fam his nefes and the hat, orkoshejisriyama umakifa biraisho. Then he has his hat. Why? Kidei Shayira oiso b'cho eishisa enough. In other words, every part of his body was covered because he would, this way he'd always see it. If there was short sleeves, so sometimes you don't see, you just see this part of your skin. If it would go down to your knees, sometimes you look at either the bottom of your foot. But this way, since it covers every part of his body, he will see it b'cho eis. V'amnei shechoy gibe muslim, and like this belt, it sounds like one of these German, you know, they wrap the Sefer Torah, they just keep on going around and around and around. I don't know if you know what it is. You know, the parent, he said it was very, a lot of wrappings. The nimsa margishbo koes, it was very bulky. Bisraosov, where you could feel it with your hand, when you put your hands down, you felt those big bumps. Shmitokov, govo, beroiv, hekevin, azroes, nogimbo, koponim. So his hands would always touch it. Because they're right, Mashamarti, the Maidau MS, that's his expression of your Maidau MS. This is obviously the right reason. Navad, besides the second reason, she shouldn't cover the base of Oda. Okay. So his basic reason is that the big dekuna covered him from head to toe and was very bulky so that he would realize every second that he's wearing it. He would feel it, he would see it, and this way, he would have constant reminders. Okay. So the easy shmooze, which I assume everybody knows, is we say, Who are we talking about? Where are we talking about? When are we talking about, right? All the who, when, where, not how. Okay. Right, what, is there another W? The who, when, where, what? Okay, I don't know what. Right. So who are we talking about? So he says clearly in the next paragraph that we're talking about the Kohen, who is the Miyuchin in Klal Yisrael. It's supposed to be the Lamdei Torah. But we're also talking about the Kohen Gadol, which he says beferish in the next paragraph. The Kohen Gadol had a special set of begadim. So that means that whatever he's saying here, you see from the next paragraph, Dinei Mitzvahs is Kohen Hedjin has this, and a Kohen Gadol has this. So we're talking about a Kohen Gadol. Where are we talking? We're talking in the Beis HaMikdash. When are we talking? So if you read also the next paragraph, he discusses that there was on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol had special clothes, or he had a dress in a special way. That was also included. So that we're talking about the greatest person, the Kohen Gadol, in the Beis HaMikdash, on Yom Kippur, and he has to be covered from head to toe, because if he's not covered from head to toe, he might get distracted, which means he's going to see it. If it wouldn't have this bulky things, or if it was necessary, Shayira Bechoes. And what would be if instead of Yira Bechoes, it would be only Yira every 5 minutes? No good. Right? Now, especially when you think about it, the purpose is that he should have Kol Machshavto Kavanoso Avoda. So that's also part of who are we talking about. We're talking about a person, the Kohen Gadol, who is totally, totally focused on the Avoda. And yet, if he didn't have this constant reminder, if he only had reminders every 5 minutes, every 3 minutes, then what's going to happen? He'll be distracted. Say, come on, you're talking about the Kohen Gadol doing the Avoda in the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Kippur, and he reached the Madrega of Kol Machshavto Kavanoso Avoda. You think that he needs to be reminded every second? Right? Of course, the answer is can it be? Yes, it can be, right? So it's a very simple shmooze, which is, I say, the first step. How difficult, how easy it is for people to get distracted. A person can be the greatest tzaddik. A person can be in the Beis HaMikdash. A person can be on Yom Kippur. A person can have total kavana. Kol machshavto v'kavanoso. And yet, if he doesn't have this reminder within a minute, because he would have the reminder every few minutes. If the big day kuna did not cover every inch of his body, he would have a reminder every few minutes. But he wouldn't have the reminder every second. So within that short amount of time of a minute or two, he could just lose it. That's I think, a pretty obvious schmooze. I'm not sure what the exact practical nafkamina, except the realization that how easy it is for us to get distracted and try to avoid distractions as much as we can, not to get down if we get distracted, whatever. But it's the very typical schmooze that you just say, right? The stylistic of the schmooze, because we always want to emphasize the style. Who are we talking about? Where are we talking about? When are we talking? And could it be? And the answer, of course, is yes. Right? That's a beautiful mukhluk shmuz. I want a different shmuz. The kash I have is like this. So what's the zetman of fun? What do we see from this shmuz? We see from this shmuz is how difficult it is for a person to stay focused. I'm so motivated. I'm the Kohen Gadol. I know that this is the Avodah of Yom Kippur. I know all Klal Yisrael's forgiveness is taught on me. I know that when the Kohen Gadol walked out of the Kodesh Kedoshim, he made a special party, Yotze B'Shana V'Nichnes B'Sham. I know my life's in danger. And I'm going to remind it, and I reached the highest level, but I can, in 1 minute, I can forget it. So the kasha is, so what's the answer? So you put on this long shirt. So what's that going to do? If the mind is so easy to get distracted, to daydream, to somehow or another not focus, so you're wearing the big day kufr. You wore it every day. Yeah, doesn't it after a while lose its effect? And how, if it's so hard to stay focused, so how is the fact, oh, I got this heavy belt on me that's bundled a few, so that's going to keep me focused? Like Mimanasha, if it's easy to stay focused, so then the guy should stay focused without it. He doesn't need a constant, every second reminder. Edomai, what he said, the Zetman, the obvious, what it says is that it's very hard for a person to stay focused. The brain by itself, naturally, on its own, just goes off course. Somehow it happens, and everyone knows the Davin Shmon Esrei. You're davening so good, and just somehow or another, you just, a thought goes into your head, and next thing you know, you're in Disneyland, right? That's just the way it is. So how is the begadim gonna help me? You know, I just got distracted. I don't know if we're worried about the coin coming in Disneyland or lack, a Dakis lack. I don't know what the lack is. But if that's the problem, that's the problem. If he's going to get distracted, then we'll get distracted. So what you see here, I think there's a very strong chiddush, and it's a very nafkamina chiddush, is you see that clothes, it's lav davka clothes, it's external, purely meaningless, chitzonius. Right, because he's not saying there's any special kedusha. It's just that the big day kuna was long, so that you should see it. It had long sleeves, so you should see it. Not that there was some special message in the long sleeves, or special message or the wrapping the belt, and it had all kinds of kabbalistic. I mean, it might be true, but that's not what he's saying. It's not because, oh, I see the belt and I remember all the kabbalah. Just there's a random thing they made it in. You wrap the belt around so it's bulky, so that. Constant, those reminders make such a difference. We have a tendency, especially in yeshiva, this yeshiva, this school of yeshiva, Chofetz Chaim yeshivas, that we're not machshev chitzonius. And we say, from dress, not from dress, who cares? The ikar is what's in your heart. But people, I think, completely misunderstand the Chofetz Chaim Hashkafa. People think Chofetz Chaim is not into frum dress because who cares? It's worthless. It's not worthless. Frum dress is gevaldik. It has a tremendous benefit. The Kohen Gadol, when he sees himself, even though he does it every single day, and for years and years and years, it has that effect. Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Edgin, he looks down, he sees, what's that up to my feet? Oh, I'm in the Beis HaMikdash. Gives him his iris. He feels his bulky belt. He has it every day. You think by now you'd be used to it. No, it gives him his iris. It's a slight, slight tap on the back. It's perhaps a subconscious press. It's not a very strong because it's something he does every day, but a subtle reminder, and it has a tremendous hashpah, and it's effective. The Reshiva had his reasons why he didn't want the frum dress, but not because he didn't hold it works. If anything, I think someone once said that the Reshiva held that it works so well, it's like you don't treat a cold with an atom bomb. But it's not that it doesn't work. It might be too strong. It's like an atom bomb. So, you know, you don't use an atom bomb to cure a cold or, you know, to blow up. There's something in your way. So you drop an atom bomb on it to get rid of it. You know, but it does, but we have to hear that the clothes, the chitzonius, has a tremendous, tremendous kayach. And therefore, within the guidelines that we do hold of chitzonius, we have to pay attention of our chitzonius, and we have to make sure that if, for example, these chitzonius that remind us of kedusha has such a positive effect, then you do chitzonius the other way. Right? There's definitely, dress that have chitzonius the other way. Rashiva was very makbid against any form of dress that had certain negative connotations, which regretfully is quite widespread in all the yeshivas. Because he wasn't into, you know, he wanted, yeshiva's idea of the dress, which no one does, was as conservative, elegant. Yeshiva wanted the guys all to walk around with suits. And talking about the 17-year-olds, 16-year-olds, who wear suits. He wanted to be conservative, elegant, choshev. He didn't want, you know, the clothes that are imply immaturity or clothes that are somehow connected to the gashmias of the world. There are certain, you know, with it clothes, and he didn't like those clothes, with, you know, whatever. So what we have to, we see it from here, a tremendous yesod, that things that we wear, even though we wear it every day, and you would think that if I wear it every day, it would have no ashpa on me. I'm used to it. I take it for granted. They can have such tremendous ashpa that the Beis HaMikdash won't do it. Right? It's a tremendous chiddush. Being in the Beis HaMikdash won't keep the Kohen to be focused. I would think Kohen's in the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Kippur, that should do it. No, that might not do it. But looking at his sleeve, oh, that'll do it. Right? Because this is a reminder. You know, he's doing the Avodah, but that's not a reminder. He's shucking the animal, but the sleeve and the belt, the little things, the chitzonius, somehow or another, give a person a reminder. I don't know if we understand exactly the psychology, why, how, but that's what it says. These things have such a powerful effect, and even though you do it every day, you say, well, what's the big deal? What's the big deal if I wear a pair of something which is a little bit, you know, take the other way, a little bit too tight, which is a little bit, you know, pras. What's the big deal? Chitzonius has an effect on the person, a person's dress, which is what he's talking about, has a tremendous, tremendous hashpa. So with this idea, I wanted a story. There's on the other side, there's an amazing, amazing story. This is a sefer, of course, there's a Baruch Ber, Rishiva of Kamen, it's his son-in-law, wrote a sefer. So he has in here a few stories about Rav Baruch Ber. So he says as follows. We start Ois Gimel. Kama Shonim Acher Shechozem in America. Rav Baruch Ber was in America collecting for the yeshiva. It's a known thing. If you read for all for the boss, it's in there. He was in America for a while. I think Rav Zon used to talk about him, that I remembered him in America. Omrini, he said, Ki hayoyim kora sipur me'achasam sofer shehitzu eschayim. He read a story from the Chasam Sofer which saved his life. Why? Zekam Ashanim, for years, right? This thing happened years after he came back from America. So he says, for years, who knows a belibo sar omik. He's walking around with a tremendous pain. Hayoyim eschayim, which is ruining his life. Umikatsa yom mamish, and shortening his days. Said it was something happened in America years ago when he went collecting in the years that he said was getting him down for years and getting him depressed and was shortening his life. And now he said, Baruch Hashem, he read something which took the pain away. What was it that happened in America years ago that for all these years, I don't know, 5 years, 3 years, whatever it is, he's walking around tremendously depressed, upset about, to the point that it's shortening his life. So Bishor Shayeb America, when he was in America, Konu Ba'ado Migresh Ubana Ba'ado Bayis, Mu'ul Beis Kamer. So he had supporters, and they wanted to do him a chesed, that he doesn't have to be a Mashiach with nowhere to stay. So they built, I don't know, you know, it must have been there for a while, they built him a little house, And the house that they built happened to be opposite the house of a priest. In Shasi Ve'arei, that's a cross, Neged Chalaino. And the priest had a cross, which was right opposite the window of the house that they built for Baruch Ber. So that means that every time he woke up in the morning and looked out the window, he would see the cross. I'm sure he tried not to look, but he would see it. He couldn't help it. He's had such tremendous pain. And I couldn't tell anyone in America. I couldn't say, no, this is not a good house for me. He didn't want to cause them pain. Now, obviously, it would be halachically usher to be there. I'm sure he would have told them, you know, I can't stay there. But apparently, halachically, it was mutter. But he felt tremendous pain. But he didn't want to say it to anyone because he didn't want to insult anyone's feelings. So he says, but rak hayoyim, kora maisa. So now he read a story. Shohayim ibaach sam sefer. This was a famous story. Shenosa pamin rab rab nosan ader by Agnes Nochvi. Vaderech ha'koshim ov asus omer milechas. They were going to a bris. Rab nosan was supposed to be the tzaddik, and they got stuck in the snow. Hanochvi hofech likfar to samach. They all got short, because so the Nochvi went and to get an animal to help pull them out of the snow, and he brought a cow. He wanted to tie him together with the horse. From Rav Nosan Adar is snowing. He jumped out of the wagon. He started doing a dance in the snow. Says now he has the opportunity to broke the shakra shorva chamor yachtav. He says he never got that mitzvah, so it's a gevaldik thing. So he says, Hasipur is a girasi, because in other words, when you have an opportunity to do an aveira, you don't do an aveira, it's a tremendous chus. So that made me feel good. Here he was being tempted by Avodah Zarah, and he overcame it. So he should be happy. He says, never, till now, he never walked by a cross. He always made sure to avoid looking at it, not to be near it. He would go around. He shouldn't see it. Now we have the opportunity of doing it every day, so we have to look at the positive. In other words, Rav Baruch Meir was walking around for years, depressed, and the point that he felt was going to make him die sooner, that I had to see every day a cross. So what? He wasn't depressed, he was doing an Aveira, because again, if it was an Aveira, he would have moved. I'm sure Rav Baruch Meir didn't stay and do Aveiras. But he felt, what was he depressed? Oyvei, maybe that was mashpia on me. I was mechuyev to stay because I wasn't supposed to insult the people. But the hashpa, every day walking out of my house and seeing the cross, do you know what kind of hashpa that is? So I'm so depressed. Oyvei, I was mushpa. I had negative hashpa for a whole year of seeing a cross. So that got the rabbi up here so depressed that he says he was going to die, he felt he was going to die from it, shorten his life. But now he sees that if I cared, that he had every day, he had an opportunity of a mitzvah, because every day he worked as much as he could, that it shouldn't be mashpia on him. So he should be happy that the mitzvah, in other words, he was depressed, because even though he worked on that it shouldn't be mashpia on him, he assumed, it was mashpia a little bit on him. So therefore, he's walking around depressed. But then he realized, instead of focusing on the fact that I was an oines and was mashpia on me a little bit, I should focus on the mitzvah that I succeeded in stopping it from being mashpia on me a lot. So by changing the focus, now he's not depressed anymore. That's the story. Right? And it's like such an amazing story. Rav Baruch Meir, you know, I don't know, I would assume, not myself, if I would see a cross, you know, what's a cross? A cross is, stick up, and it's in, you know, big deal. So what then, what's the big deal of a cross? You know, what does it mean? So some stupid sign that they make, because that's where they killed Yashkan. Good, you know, very nice. So, you know, like what? Wow, that's really mashpia on me. Like, what do I care? So this idiot makes a cross, you know? So I care. It's gonna be mashpia on me. It's gonna, because I know that this guy's doing it because he believes in it as a religion. So he has it in his car, he wears a necklace with a cross. So that's gonna affect on me. I have a coworker, he has a cross necklace. So it makes a difference to me. I care. If you have, so I have the Havamina that's going to be mashpia on me. But Rav Baruch Meir was so upset. And this is after he worked on himself, obviously. That's why he was happy. He's happy because Baruch Hashem, I spent the whole year working on myself. I did the mitzvah that it shouldn't be mashpia. But even with that, he was depressed before he had this teher, because mistama, with all that, it still has ashpa on me. Right? So we don't teher. You know, the answer is that we do not appreciate the subtleties of hashpa, of what you see. It's the exact same thing. Here it's a Kohen Gadol sees his sleeves and has a tremendous positive hashpa. It keeps him in check, keeps him in balance, keeps him in the right kavana. Rav Baruch Pear walked out of his house, and I'm sure he tried to avoid it as much as he can. He didn't spend some time looking at it, but inevitably he would see for a split second the cross. Probably was a big cross in the guy's yard, whatever, so he probably couldn't help but seeing it. So that has a negative ashpa. People are affected by what we see. It's a very, very excitistic. And we are, maybe it's because we're such Baal Gaivas, that we, either because we're Baal Gaiva, that we think that, we're too smart to be mushba by what we see. But, or just we're so unsensitive, or we're just so dumb. But whatever it is, we're under the impression that these things would never affect us. I don't care. I'm not talking about preetzus, which is taiva. I'm talking about the cross. There's no taiva in seeing a cross. Right? And there's no taiva in seeing the big dekuna. We're not talking about a preetzistic thing that causes taiva. Just something which isn't kosher. Right? There was, I heard from the Binyan Oinov, that's how, that he said Rav Dessler used to travel in England. He used to go up to Gateshead, and he used to go by train. Rav Gateshead used to say, just seeing non-frum people in a certain hefkeristic lifestyle. Not that they were doing anything wrong, but just that they're playing cards. He would go in the train, and the people would play cards. He said, and it's such a negative hashpa on him, because that their lifestyle, their clothing, the way they're dressed, the way is saying life is meaningless. There's no meaning in life. Life is to be wasted. You know, there's a certain hefkeris. Not, he didn't mean preetzus. He wasn't talking about women. He was talking about men. That they're wearing cars. They're just wearing schlumpy clothes. They give their dress and the way they behave gives a message that life is meaningless. He says that had such a negative hashpa. He would have to want to learn Musar. When he came back on his trips, he would work on Musar that it shouldn't be mashpi on him. He said that he felt that had such a very powerful negative hashpa. Seeing how other people walk around with an attitude that life is all for fun and games, because, you know, that rubs off on me. So we have to go ahead and realize that what we see, you know, he said the same story. He said there was a person who asked the Brisker Rav that he lived, and so there was some store, that there was like where people would hang around. I forgot what the kind of, you know, like a, I don't remember the name of the store, where people would hang around. And again, I don't think anything to do with preetzus. It was just hefkeris, you know, lighthearted. It's like a bar, but not a bar because everybody treats us. You know, a bar that they're just, life is a big joke, drinking. And he asked I think it was a Brisker Rav or the Chazon Ish. He says, should he move so it shouldn't have hashpa on his kids? That they have to walk to school, they have to walk by the bar and see the people sitting and drinking. And he said, you should move because it shouldn't have hashpa on you. You know, the big Talmud Chacham. You know, forget about your kids. You walk by every day, you see people, that's a negative hashpa. What we see, we have to realize that whatever we see, there's a subtleties of hashpa from what we see. And the clothes is part of what you see. It's clothes is more than what you see. It's what you see and it's on you. So that these things have a tremendous, tremendous hashpa on us. And whatever control we have to avoid seeing these things is very important. And if we do see them, we have to do like Rav Baruch Pear, to mamish work on ourselves that they shouldn't be mashpia on us.